business.
Quorum is present. Senators Green, Adams, Miller, and Taylor.
The record show that Senator Ellis has been excused from the floor. He's out traveling, so
if it makes me. Okay. Record will so reflect.
Okay.
First matter that we have up this morning is Senator Helfrich's joint resolution 14.
Thank you.
I'm certain he's in the area. At least I've been so advised. Senator Helfrich, your Senate joint resolution is before the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have you got the proposed CS?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay. The proposed CS, as you recall, Mr. Chairman, last year we went around in several circles trying to come to some kind of understanding of what public corporations legitimately should be added to the list that were confirmed and what shouldn't, and we didn't come to a conclusion. The version that you have before you now simply applies to the permanent fund. There are others that I would like to include if I could figure out a way that was simple enough to do it, but that is the most important of all of those. It still remains ridiculous that we confirm the members of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, and we don't confirm and deal with the members of the $15 billion permanent fund. So all this applies to is the permanent fund. I do have a technical amendment that's just that was a drafting error that I'll give you all. All it does is say basically and removal, and it specifies the draft before you deals with let's see, I gotta find it. The amendment simply adds and removal to the title, so it's appointment and removal, and it adds only for cause. On line 4 of page 2. So the members of the board are confirmed by the legislature and removed for cause as provided by law. That is the level of protection we have in some entities already, and it is entirely appropriate for the permanent fund. And it's not just a matter of legislative versus executive in this administration. Or, you know, I think there were board members changed in the last transition. I think that's a mistake for something that's this important.
Do we need a motion to have
the
questions?
No questions, but I think the motion should be, first of all, is the motion to adopt the sponsor substitute to correct last year's record.
I so move.
Any objection to that motion? There being no objection, the sponsor substitute, which is 480/0, is before us.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the amendment to the sponsor substitute.
The amendment to the sponsor substitute has been moved by Senator Miller. That's to page 1, line 2, after the words appointment, insert, quote, and removal, unquote. And on page 2, line 4, after the word removed, insert only for cause. Is there objection to the amendment? There being no objection, the amendment is adopted. Is there further discussion concerning this piece of legislation, or are there other witnesses who may wish to testify? No other witnesses. Pleasure of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I would move sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 14 as amended out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objection? Objection. Roll call vote.
Senator Adams?
Nay.
Senator Green?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Yes. Bill moves from committee.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
You can move as many as your constitutional amendments you want. Put them on a floor calendar. However, I'm going to recommend to the Democratic minority that they will fail on the Senate floor because you will not be mustering the proper amount. And I think it's only fair that the minority members also have the same pleasure of getting a constitutional amendment on the Senate floor also. So,
anyone in particular?
No, but anytime you're ready to deal, I'll tell you which one.
Okay.
And certainly, Mr. Chairman, I know that they wouldn't be doing these binding votes in closed caucuses. I'm sure that they wouldn't be doing that.
No.
They can do it right out in the open.
Yeah.
Why go hide behind a door?
That's sad.
Okay. Committee members, you're...